I'm sat with Tim. Tim studies with the Open University as well as doing, as I found out, a million and one other things. One thing I discovered very recently was an audio blog. Tim, what's the audio blog called?
It's The Blind Bird Watcher.
That's not just a clever name either, is it?
No. So I am blind and a bird watcher or bird listener or whichever you prefer to call it. But
it's kind of interesting because the audio quality is the first thing that hit me when I went to the Posterous blog, which is at
blindbirdwatcher.posterous.com.
And I thought, oh my God, you must live right out in the countryside. You've managed to isolate the bird song quite easily. What are you using?
So I'm using a Tascam DR100 recorder, which has got really quiet preamps. I'm using a Sennheiser ME66 shotgun microphone, which will basically only capture what is directly in front of it. And there's also been some minor amount of filtering going on there as well.
I see. What do you use to edit your audio then?
Audacity.
Ah, good. Is it open source? Isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, quality.
It is really, really good. I mean, everything that I need to do to basically isolate birdsong, get rid of all the traffic noise and stuff like that, is I can do on that.
Fantastic. The Tascam has kind of blown me away because it is covered with buttons. Unlike, I use the Zoom everything. I've got the Zoom H1, H2, the H4N. Was there ever a Zoom H3? I can't remember.
Think there was.
No, I think they missed that one out. And I can see why you're using this. This is, well, you could use this with your eyes closed.
Yep. That's really why I got this one, because it's, once you've done the initial setup, like got the date and time and everything set up, so I actually got someone to do that for me. Every other control is a hardware control. So there's about 10 buttons and switches and things on the front, and quite a few on the back as well, 4 on the back. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the mic adjustments on one side and the headphone adjustments on the other, and yeah, it's you can do really, really fine adjustments for level.
And your blog is on Posterous after a recommendation from Robin at the Open University. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I was really struggling with WordPress because their ability for incorporating sound clips isn't the best. So I emailed Robin and asked her if she got any recommendations, and she said the Posterous one, which I love because you can just email in your post and they just upload it all for you and include the sound clip where you've put it in your email.
Now, it may become a historical document, your blog, because we're losing birds, aren't we? Or at least the numbers seem to be dwindling.
Yeah, certain species, certainly. Swifts are well down, cuckoos are well down. Although not around here, strangely enough. But in other parts of the country, you know, there are. I mean, even when I was a kid, the starling was everywhere, you know, I mean, but the last sort of 10 years or so, they've really, really dipped. I mean, there was one time, you know, every single rooftop, you know, would have a flock of starlings, you know, whereas now it's very rare.
You know what I would really like to subscribe to, because I use Audioboo as I'm recording this with right now, and I've kind of got to know quite a lot of the community, and people do different things when they audio podcast. Some people just do sound, so there might be a concert and you've got 3 minutes of completely distorted inaudible music. Some people might actually be listening to church bells. What I would love is for somebody to commentate on the sounds that they hear.
Yeah, I think you've got a problem with there's an inherent problem with that, in that will detract from the sound that you're trying to get. So you'd have to try and get it where you could commentate with the sound still over the top of it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess, because obviously your voice is going to overtake what's going on. But I don't mind it being interspersed, so that you'd listen, you'd be quiet,
yeah,
and then you would potentially, and I'd love to hear it through your ears, which are definitely less lazy than mine, through need for yourself as much as me just being lazy in general. And I'd love to hear your take, because when you were explaining to me earlier on what you could hear around here, you were making assumptions. And I think some of those assumptions could be pretty funny.
I'll tell you what, I can give it a go and see what you think. Yeah. I'll, so my next blog post, I will see if I'll do that.
Maybe you could start a different posterous blog for different themes. I'd definitely get into that. And I love... Well, give Audioboo a go, maybe, and then, because that's much easier for me to subscribe to that.
Yeah, I'll check out the accessibility of the iPhone app. I'm told that it is accessible, in some way, shape, or form.
See how it goes. And if I wonder if you could get binaural microphones into an iPhone, there must be a way.
There's got to be a way, hasn't it? Mind you, it might be easier once they come out with the mini jack, rather than their proprietary docking thing.
Do you think that's going to happen?
They've got to. European law, haven't they?
Yeah, well, since when has Apple ever paid attention to...
Well, that's true. But, so I don't know if you follow Mac rumours. It has been rumoured for a while that probably the one next year will actually come out with USB mini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That means that they can sell loads of more add-on products, because everything we've bought in the past is now redundant.
And so can everybody else.
Well, they're saying that there's no reason why they can't get micro USB, for example, inside their normal socket.
No, that's true. You get with some MP3 players, don't you, where you get like the mini jack to their proprietary converter thing. I've got an old iAudio X5 upstairs that does that, and so, but knowing Apple, I doubt that they'd go down that route, because it's just extra clutter, and Apple stuff is very clean, isn't it? It's
definitely that's why I was quietly amazed at how accessible it was. I definitely put a lot of thought into this. How do you find your technology? Is it, you know, recommendation? Are there forums for accessibility?
Several sources. So, you know, you have friends who... I have friends who tell you stuff, you know, that, you know, so I've got a couple of friends who work in the industry, mm-hmm. You know, who will let me know about things. There is a few accessibility tech blogs about. There's the RNIB themselves, who generally, and they have a monthly magazine thing which comes out, which has various things in it. But normally, I just, because I'm browsing around access tech sites and things, you know, occasionally it, you know, you'll suddenly spot something and you're like, ah, that looks quite interesting, you know. And
brilliant. Well, check it out. Good luck with the audio blogging, and good luck with your OU studies.
Thank you very much.
But you're steaming forward with that anyway. And I really look forward to catching up on some of your stuff. I think, because now I've got to know you a little bit better. Thank you for the whiskey, by the way. It's given me a takeaway bottle of whiskey. Very nice. What actually is it, so I remember?
That one is Mortlach, 20-year-old. You'd can't get that very often in single malt, because about 95% of it goes for blending.
Ah, right. So this is so you've got one of only one cask.
Yeah. So this cask, what was it? 546 bottles.
Yeah. Of which you have one of them, and I have a little bit of one of them.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. Now I've got to know you a little bit better, and some of your interests as well. I definitely think that I'm expecting to hear some not just interesting but ever so slightly quirky audio hitting the timeline.
You may well do.
What's your Twitter name?
T-Musson.
Spelt?
T-M-U-S-S-O-N.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.